This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. This week, my projections are Saquon Barkley more or less than 1 rushing TDs and Josh Allen more or less than 270 pass yards. Download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIREST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Welcome to Black Man Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
I don't normally do like a quote or anything at the beginning of the Patreon months, but there was a lot of great songs in this.
Come on now.
Hey, Pop, Demon Hunters.
Wait, Bray, what was that?
That was a transition.
That might have been the worst one. That might be the worst one you ever did, Bray.
I was telling. He said he doesn't usually do one, but then I was like, "Hey, Pop," and then I just saw some Demon Hunters.
You're saying "Hey, Pop," as in like I should pop off and I should do one?
Yeah, pop off.
No,
and then
James. That was awful.
No, coincidentally, my residence, I saw Demon Hunters.
Nope, Bray. That was
because
awful.
Oh wait. Hold on. I should explain.
No, don't explain.
One of my favorite animes is Demon Slayer, and sometimes I just put it on in the background.
Oh, and so you saw Demon Hunters?
Yeah, I saw Demon Hunters.
You saw it on your screen. Oh, okay.
You put Demon Slayer on in the background? You murder
on mute.
What? Wow.
In the background?
Bray, that
on
is
on mute?
Yeah, cuz sometimes I just like to watch, you know, it's beautiful.
You just like to watch the action.
Bray, you're a murderer. Yeah. You're a psycho. I never heard no shit like that in my life.
I'm still extremely behind. What's going on in Demon Hunter, in Demon Slayer now? What's going on in it now?
Because the movie's about to come out, and that's the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then that's the end? Oh, then I got to catch up. The movie's about to come out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, Bray, do you watch Solo Leveling?
No, what's that?
Bray.
Solo Leveling?
Bro,
I've just been getting into One Piece. I've talked to you about this.
So One Piece, this is my thing.
There's so many One Piece episodes.
It's a lot. I think One Piece is legendary, but One Piece is just, and I mean this respectfully to all the One Piece fans, it's the biggest anime
Sounds
out.
Like you're
I know
about
it.
To say something disrespectful.
But no, I think every anime fan would, I think a lot of people would agree with this. Most of One Piece feels like a filler episode. You know, when you watch Dragon Ball Z and it's like, just get to the thing.
Yeah, sure.
Like, just do the thing.
Correct.
That's what a lot of One Piece feels like, which is why
it's because it came out quite some time ago, right?
Like 2000, I think. 2000.
Yeah, it is like a Dragon Ball Z-esque type thing where they were just making a lot of episodes, and it's hard for those animators to keep up, and so they do have a lot of filler where not a lot of is happening, which is why I enjoyed the live action, because it's like I get to just like see the concise version of it, and now I'm like, okay, what's the well? I gotta say, by the way, too. I actually liked Luffy's character in the live action more than I like him in the, in the anime. He's just a kind of a dick.
100%. I mean, I think their casting is so good, and you know,
that guy is dope.
I think there's a lot of bias, but I think season two is going to be even better, especially with the costumes and the stunts. I've seen some of the cool costumes and stuff, and like, but you should watch Solo Leveling. It's only two seasons. Is fantastic. Don to Don was really good. Season two, I've been kind of. Season two has been a little.
Don to Don is. I'm not. I can't get into it.
I get that. I get that. But try Solo Leveling though. Try Solo Leveling. All right.
But we're not here to talk about anime. Well, at least not Japanese anime. We're here to talk about
Soda
K-pop.
Pop. Soda Pop.
Demon Hunters with Soda Pop.
Soda Pop.
Oh, you're singing a song.
Soda Pop.
Listen, guys, songs are phenomenal.
Listen, there's nobody here listening for the first time.
Draw went straight to the evil song. It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Soji Boys all day. Come on. Soji Boys all day.
Obviously, you know who we are. The person who's talking now. Who am I in this universe?
You the cloud demon. You the cloud demon.
Who's the cloud? Which one was that?
The cloud demon? The king of all demons?
Yeah, that's the cloud demon.
Wait,
Bray got
what?
Demon
I'm
energy.
The king of all demons?
He got demon energy. He got demon.
I mean, he is pretty
He just
powerful.
Said he watched. He James, he just said he watched Demon Slayer in the background for the visuals, okay?
That's true. He did say that.
Okay.
Just for the visuals. For the visuals.
Anyway, I'm Jonathan Braylock.
Wow, now you're disappointed. I'm Gerard Milligan,
and I'm James the Third.
We're a movie podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors, but also sometimes actors of color.
Yeah,
talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
Yeah,
which honestly, even in that, I mean, what is that anymore? But what we do know. What we do know is sometimes, Netflix has been putting out films left, right, and center, most of which you've never heard of and never seen, but a few which pop on through, and that includes this film, K-Pop Demon Hunters. It's a Netflix film.
They know it. They know it.
Released in June.
They know it.
You say they know. I mean, maybe they've seen it.
It stays in the top 10. It's still in the top 10.
It's number two right now. It's been number one since it's been out, and it just got beat by Happy Gilmore. It's insane what this movie is.
Yeah, but just because it's number one doesn't mean everybody knows it.
In the world.
Yes, but they rank things based on minutes viewed, and this is a children's film. This is a children's film.
The subtext, though, because of how it being number one,
they measure things based on minutes viewed. What do we know about children's films? I don't know if James does this with his child.
You gotta just put it on.
And what kids love to do when they love something, they watch it again and again and again and again and again.
Adults love this movie too, Bray.
Okay, but adults are not watching it on repeat like children watch things.
I've seen it twice.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, a child who loves this, or if their parents have seen it, probably. Well, this came out in June, so they've seen it.
June, yeah,
they've seen it probably 30 times by now.
The soundtrack is phenomenal. Probably. I'm about to post about the soundtrack right now.
You should. It's a good soundtrack.
K-pop Demon Hunters. It's a musical fantasy film. Guys, I can pronounce these names. Here we go. Arden Cho.
Let's go.
Arden Cho, okay. Mei Hung, Ji Young Yu, An. Oh wait, do I need to pronounce this guy? Ken Jung is in this. And so is Daniel Day Kim.
And Joel
Kim Booster. Joel's as variety it show. He plays a lot of different.
Leah Salonga's in it as well.
Oh, cool.
Or Leah Salonga? I'm actually not sure.
Oh, and Yunjin Kim, was she on Lost?
I never watched
Lost.
She
looks familiar. Yes, she was. I know my Lost.
I know my Lost.
I will
cast.
Say the TikToker who pops up more than anybody I've ever met in my life or social media person is Liza Koshy. Like, she's in this. I just saw her in the trailer for Naked Gun. And I was like, God dang, you are working.
So some of these other actors, are they K-pop? Are there any K-pop singers in this?
So when I was doing research, I don't think any of them are actually like K-pop stars.
Okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's interesting.
I think they're all just actors.
Oh, wow.
I find that amazing.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I think, let me double check before someone is like, nigga.
Did anybody...
No, I think most of these are actors.
Oh, wow. I wonder if they sang their own.
Yeah, most of these are actors. Like, one of these women, one of them was on this show.
That's incredible.
Partner Track, which came out in, like, during the COVID era. She was really good. I think she's one of the lead voices. She plays Rumi. Which one's Rumi again?
Rumi was the one, the demon.
The demon one. Yeah, she was She was really good in Partner Track. It only had one season, unfortunately, because you know how Netflix be doing you. But yeah, I think they're all just actors. Not just actors, but you know.
Right. Yeah. So 97% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Come on, baby.
92% audience score.
Woo! Come on, baby!
Yeah.
I mean, look, you know, the log line of this is as simple as you can get.
Yeah, just straight up. What is it?
I don't know if it's as simple as you can get.
I mean, it is like I looked at this and I was like, oh, I mean, it's none of this makes sense to me. It's like a world-renowned K-pop group balanced their lives in the spotlight with their secret identities as demon hunters. It is just
They're a K-pop simple. Group that's also demon hunters. They defeat demons with their voice as well as also just fighting them and killing them.
This movie shouldn't be good.
Arden was in a group called K-Town Cowboys.
Well, you know what's interesting is that a lot of actresses that are popping up have come from K-pop groups. Like, if you guys
like
watch...
failed K-pop groups?
So, I think...
Or is failed too harsh of a word?
I don't think failed. I think some of them just branched out. Like, for instance, I don't watch White Lotus, but one of the actresses on White Lotus is from Blackpink, which is...
that's very, a super popular
one. I've heard of them, yeah.
There's the other actress, and I'm gonna look them up. I'm just I remember them just doing interviews. She was in
who's Korean on White Lotus?
She's in the new season.
The most recent season.
Yeah, she's like a worker.
She was great.
I don't know. I've never seen White Lotus. I assume they all work there.
Yeah. She's one of the people. She plays Thai in the. She's like one of the Thai workers.
White Lotus season 3.
That makes sense.
She had a fire outfit at like the Oscar. Lisa.
I think I know who you're talking about because she's really pretty.
Lisa, that's her name. She's a part of Blackpink. And then if you guys watch Shogun, the actress who won all the awards, she also came from a K-pop
get out of here
group as well.
She Korean? They got these people playing a bunch of different races.
Wait, not the character's name. What's the actor's name?
Well, because in White Lotus, they were in Thailand, and then...
Yeah, this is crazy. Okay, so
set in Japan.
Can I just say that looking at the wiki, that Arden and Anhyo Sop, I'm not saying his name correctly, I apologize, but Rumi and Jinu, both were in music groups, like just were. Both were, and they sing, but they, they have there are singers that sang for them in this.
Oh, so they didn't sing it themselves.
They didn't sing, and it doesn't look like anybody, looks like everybody had a separate singing voice.
So this is the thing. So I have been freelancing at Billboard, and K-pop is really big, and my boss loves K-pop. Like, he loves it. And there's another woman there who loves K-pop as well. And I was saying, I have never listened to a K-pop song that I was like, I like. But when I watched this movie, I was like, these songs are so goddamn catchy. And what the woman at my job was saying was that this movie in particular has lyrics that are more often in English, with the English being better pronounced. So it's much easier to follow. And I guess like some K-pop songs kind of like either go in and out, or maybe the English isn't as clear as it is in this movie. So it's been very Americanized. So it's it's more pop than I guess the K-pop is what she was saying. So a lot of people have been taking
it
to
it. It sounded really pop.
It's still like in the same rhythmic of what a K-pop song is, but the way it is performed is very American, is what she was saying.
Right.
So yeah, because I'm like,
right, like, you know, it's sort of like, it's like but it's would they say that it was, maybe you don't know, but would they say that it was like an American writing K-pop, or it was like, or it, or they just took what would be K-pop and then Americanized it?
Which was, she, seems like what she was saying exactly was, she was like, it's a K-pop song, and her big thing was just on the articulation. She was like, it's just is a K-pop song.
Performance of it.
Yes, the performance of it just has cleaner English, is what she was saying.
Right. I mean, because
interesting.
K-pop as a genre is already borrowing from American pop.
Yes,
I mean,
it is just Korean pop.
It's like, let's be very clear about this. Yeah. It's already very American.
Right.
Also, just for the record, I looked it up, and the member of Blackpink, Jerah was talking about, LaLisa, who is in White Lotus, is Thai. She is a Thai rapper who is a member of a K-pop group. But just because it's a K-pop group doesn't mean they're all Korean. So
I also learned that K-pop is a genre. You don't have to be Korean. I mean, Korean to be in a K-pop group. Yeah, like as Bray just said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the other person maybe is Japanese and in a K-pop group.
Jonathan Braylock,
James III,
Jerah Milligan,
what more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right, all right, all right.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.